My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He's a Republican from the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District and is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. For the next few minutes, we want to get his reaction to the president's 7th and final State of the Union address from Tuesday night, specifically as it relates to foreign policy. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, Greg. Appreciate the opportunity.
Number of different areas that the president addressed here. I just want to get your thoughts on a couple of them. First of all, the president had this to say about the nature of the ongoing threat posed by ISIS.
They pose an enormous danger to civilians. They have to be stopped. But they do not threaten our national existence. That is the story ISIL wants to tell. That's the kind of propaganda they use to recruit. We don't need to build them up to show that we're serious. And we sure don't need to push away vital allies in this fight by echoing the lie that ISIL is somehow representative of one of the world's largest religions.
A lot to unpack there, Congressman. He says that it's not an existential threat to our country, and that strong rhetoric and perhaps some different types of force only aids ISIS in getting their message across. What do you say to that?
Greg, a couple points. Number one, he's been saying that since the beginning. In fact, it's his failed policies in Afghanistan and Iraq where he announced troop withdrawals and he pulled out with a date that has led to the creation of ISIS. They didn't pay attention to him. They allowed for a foothold to get started. And today, under this president and this administration, the Taliban, number one, controls more landmass than they've ever controlled in history. Number two, ISIS came out of our dropping the ball, not paying attention to the insurgency that was rising through the Libya no-fly zones that led to the failure of Gaddafi or the fall of Gaddafi. It's allowed ISIS to put up recruiting and training session areas within Libya. And so he can say everything he wants to, but it was his miscalculations, his missteps, and his lack of a strategy that has allowed ISIS to become the largest terrorist, most well-organized, most well-armed, and the largest membership in the world that they've ever seen. And for him to say they're not a threat, they weren't at one point, but remember, they were the JV team, or Al-Qaeda was pushed to the JV team, and out of that came ISIS, and he said right before Paris, they're contained. His policies on Yemen. Look at Yemen. Yemen is a perfect example of our intervention. Yemen is a disaster. And so, you know, he can tout some of the things he wants to and about his accomplishments, but the one thing he can't talk about are his accomplishments in foreign affairs, and it's made not just our country, but the Middle East and the world less safe.
What do you make of his overall strategy? As he mentioned last night, he says he takes a different approach. He was obviously separating himself from the likes of Ted Cruz and perhaps Donald Trump and some others who want to take a much more aggressive approach to ISIS militarily. And he says we've got a smarter way about coalition building and using diplomacy rather than relying more heavily on military action.
I think it's BS. I mean, he doesn't have a strategy. I sit with General Flynn. I sit with General Keane. I sit with General Hayden. I've sat with these guys. I sit on foreign affairs. There is no strategy to defeat ISIS. You know, they wanted to go back to when we pulled out of Iraq, you know, and, you know, they announced the war was over. They were doing sorties, saying they were attacking Iraq, ISIS, and keeping them at bay. We were doing 5 to 10 sorties, flying missions, occasionally dropping a bomb. We were doing about 5 to 10 a month back when ISIS was building up, gaining momentum, and that's when they marched from Syria into Iraq and took over all that and acquired over $1 billion worth of revenues. Then they went into Syria, took over the oil pipelines, and his strategy was to drop flyers and tell the people that we are going to start bombing the convoys, the oil tankers, and I think they had over 100 oil tankers. It's a terrorist state. They're not even a nation. And his strategy, he's got a smarter strategy. His lack of a strategy has created this, and he can use words, and he can say all those things like, "Oh, we got a smarter strategy. We built a coalition." He had no coalition, and so what he's talking about is pure, simple sophistry. You know, concocting a story to make it sound good, but underneath, it's a lie.
Congressman, in light of that, you and some of your colleagues are moving legislation on the floor to condemn the president's foreign policy. Explain exactly what you're doing.
Well, it was because of his lack of foreign policy, and again, whether it's his failed policy in Afghanistan or Iraq, going against his military advisors and the intelligence advisors of not pulling out, or this debacle of a nuclear deal with Iran, that Iran has already breached the agreements of the joint resolutions of the United Nations Resolution 1929 of the Security Council. And he's not put sanctions back on Iran. He's empowering Iran. It's doing multiple things. It's scaring our allies like Saudi Arabia, and it's empowering Iran. And so you can even look at the detainees from Guantanamo. Over 30% of those people that have been released from Guantanamo have reengaged in jihad against American forces and our allies. Or not enforcing the laws on the book, whether it's our security border or the immigration laws, by not enforcing those, it allowed for sanctuary cities. It's allowed for that guy that killed Kate Steinle out in California. He should have been deported, but they allowed him to stay because of his policies. And so we've entered this resolution of censure and condemning his lack of action and strategy, strictly on national security. And this is going to be a significant thing because at the very end, it says Congress will act if the president doesn't change course. The very last paragraph says, does hereby put President Barack Obama on notice and strongly urges the president to reverse course and begin fulfilling his constitutional responsibilities. There's only one option after this, and we don't want to go there. And the president needs to know that Congress is done, not holding him accountable.
Congressman, what's been the response from leadership on that? And what type of vote do you need? Is it a simple majority in both chambers?
Well, this is where we need your help. We need a simple majority in ours. We're going to have Senate co-sponsors, hopefully. I've talked to three senators. And it'll be more of a joint resolution at that point, and that can carry the weight of law. But the other thing is, you can help us get members on this by broadcasting this out to your listeners. And when this is dropped, this will be dropped this afternoon. And when it's out there, members are going to have a decision to make. They either get on this condemning the president's lack of a foreign policy that's jeopardized not just the world, not just us here domestically, but around the world. So your constituents are going to put pressure on their members of Congress, whether House or Senate, to support this resolution. If not, they say they agree with the president's action and they think he's doing a fine job, and we all know that's not true.
Congressman, fascinating discussion. Thanks very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right, Greg, you have a great day, and God bless America. I don't want to live anywhere else. It's the greatest nation on earth.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.